Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you so much for tuning us in, turning us on. I have to give a shout out for all of you, and thank you so much for all of your support and success. Thanks to all of you, we are, again, the number one show and network in the Seattle market and alternative talk. And so thank you all so very much for expressing your desires, saying what is so important to you, and letting us know what you want to hear more of. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much for that. And thank you for listening, as you have been since 2003. We have a great show for you today. Many of you have heard me talk about the bumps, the ups and downs in life, and what I've learned over time, but certainly through the thousands of people I've gotten to interview, what their story is, what the common theme is, and what its success is really about. Joining me here today is the author of Success Against the Odds, my very special guest, Vonda White. And when we take a look at someone on a mission and what promises you make to yourself, we take a look at her life, we take a look at her commitment, and we take a look at her success. But most importantly for me is why this incredible entrepreneur, author, success icon is somebody that is willing to take her message out into the world and teach others. Today, you're going to get to hear about what she's discovered and why Success Against the Odds is not just for a handful of people, but for people like you and me. Vonda, thank you for joining me here today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm excited to be with you.
Let's talk about, let me ask you a question that I ask pretty much everybody I've ever interviewed. You know, there's so much I could say about you, say about your business, say about your success, but I'm so interested in knowing what challenges and obstacles you personally have had to overcome to bring you to this very moment.
Well, I'd love to share that. That's why I wrote the book, not only on my own obstacles, but also the people that I interviewed that were featured in the book, from people like Debbie Fields and Mrs. Fields Cookies and other American icons who really started with nothing or disadvantaged and took where they were and turned it into a success anyway, because I really believe that it gives people hope that no matter where you are, a lot of people have succeeded far worse circumstances than where you are. And that gives everybody hope that, you know, it doesn't matter what my circumstances are or what my obstacles are, I can be successful, and that's the message. And so for my own personal obstacles, I was 8 years old when my parents got divorced, and so for my growing up years, my mom was raising three of us by herself, and we were mostly on welfare and food stamps throughout that whole entire time. And my mom's continued, and most of her life, struggled with that, where she's, you know, always pretty much had assistance. And I knew as a kid that that was not the life that I wanted for myself, and that I had to change what I, you know, my goals and the way that I proceeded in life in order to break that cycle. And I'm proud to say that my brothers and sisters, all three of us, ended up breaking that cycle for ourselves and made our lives a success. But for me personally, I started with a family that I babysat for, and they always told me, Vonda, you know, don't go the way that everybody else does. If everyone's going right, you can go left. If that makes sense, you need to look at those options. And then also to believe in yourself. And they turned me on to motivational tapes and books, and I would read those kind of books and listen to those tapes and think to myself, you know, I am somebody important. I can make something of my life. And I started dreaming big, and that's the first chapter. The third chapter in my book is to dream big, and it tells the story of Debbie Fields, who was a stay-at-home mom at the age of 20, and she wanted to dream big and to have a a cookie store. And we all know the story of Debbie Fields is that she ended up making that first store a success after some trials and everybody telling her it wouldn't succeed and not to do it. She did it anyway and grew it to 750 franchises and sold it for $450 million about 20 years later. And she was a 20-year-old without no, you know, she didn't have money. She didn't have an education. She wasn't a business person, and she succeeded anyway. And my first dream was to win a state pageant. It was a Miss Idaho National Teenager title to help me to be able to go to college. And that was, for me, what my big dream was. And I worked on it for 3 years, really 4 years. And my third year competing, I finally won that title, and it helped to change my life. It got me a tuition-paid scholarship to school out of the state of Idaho into the state of Alabama. And it gave me the opportunity to grow and to challenge myself. And I ran for president of student government and ended up winning that and served as president of student government, which is a paying position, for 2 years. And that allowed me to work on the other side of a company that I ended up getting a job interview with after I graduated from college. And I told them I'd work for free for 6 months to prove I could be the best saleswoman they ever had if they gave me the opportunity. And they ended up hiring me on the spot, didn't make me work for free. And I excelled for them. I became the second top salesperson and was promoted to a vice president at the age of 27. And in 1996, 8 years from the date I got hired, I resigned and decided to start my own company competing. And I became an entrepreneur at that time. My company was ended up becoming very successful, and I've done very well in that field and in that market. And I wanted to write the book to be able to give back and share that, you know, whether no matter what your circumstances are, you can, if you dream big and set goals and have action steps that you're working on a daily, weekly, monthly basis, you can change your life and you can create the life that you want to live.
Well, you know, this is such an important message right now to so many people. There right. are people that are looking at their lives that have gone through, you know, some tough times, just as you've described for yourself. This passion you have for taking this message out seems to be a blueprint for so many people, not just people that are successful already and want to become more successful, but perhaps maybe, Vonda, for people that have lost a bit of hope, do you think?
I do, because, and I think it's not just in these economic times, like this mm-hmm. is harder than most, but all of our lives. I mean, there's been many times in my life where I, you know, you give up and you think, you worry and wonder, you know, can I succeed? Can I, whether it's, you know, to be successful in business or to get the job of your dreams or to graduate from college, there's so many things in life, or to be happily married, that we wonder, is it in my grasp? Can I do this? And is it, maybe it's available to everybody else but not to me. And I think we all have self-doubts. And the truth is, if we allow ourselves to dream it and then pursue it and believe in it even when it's not easy, even when we feel like giving up, even when we get discouraged, it is possible for us. But it's not, it doesn't happen overnight, and it's, you know, not easy. It, you know, you're going to have ups and downs, but the ones that don't quit, the ones that keep on pursuing, and they write down their goals so they have it in front of them. And sometimes you have to deviate a little and, you know, maybe rethink the goal and change it up. But there's a, you know, there's a way through it. There's a way around it, over it, under it, to help you to get to that final destination that you want to get to. And when you set big goals and you start going after them, other good things happen because you're taking action. You know, if you don't take the action and you sit where you are, that's where you're going to stay. But if you decide to have the goal and you start taking action and applying yourself, that's when you make things and positive things happen.
You know, I love that. First of all, I love that you also saw a platform to take your message out across radio. on your radio talk show, and folks should know a little bit about the connection between the radio show and the book. I mean, Let's Talk Success. What led you to radio? Because I always get asked that question. I'm one of the most unlikely people to ever be doing a radio show, given that I stuttered most of my teenage years. But I'm so curious on what led you to find that beautiful place of radio that you do so well at.
Well, thank you. I had a dream, and the dream was to write a book and to give back. And I also was very intrigued by other people's success. How did they do it? How did they do it to where it gives me ideas on how I can do it? And then did we share commonalities? And so I decided, to have the entree into very successful people's lives, one way to do that was to have a radio show. So I had a friend that sold advertisement for radio, and she said, for very little, you can have your own radio show and you can sell advertisement and get it paid for. And so I decided, sounds good to me. And I went on AM Talk 40 and started my own radio show, but that gave me a calling card. And so part of that process was thinking out of the box, which I encourage anybody. When you have dreams, you have to figure out and think out of the box sometimes. How can you be successful at that? How can you make that come to fruition? And, like for me, getting my first job, one way was thinking out of the box was working for free. That would get their attention. They would take a gamble on me, and that'd get my foot in the door. And the same with radio, was to have my own radio show. And then I would call people, very successful people that ran very successful businesses and companies, and tell them I'd like to interview them for my radio show. And I never received a no. Everybody said yes.
I know.
And it gave me the ability to have the opportunity to interview these very successful people and idols of mine, and get to know them for an hour and get to interview them. And then I ended up, I taped the interviews and turned it into a transcript, and that's how I would create my chapter. And then I already had the friendship with them from the interview, where I sent them the chapter and asked them, would they mind if I put this into a book that I was writing? And they all signed off and said that would be fine. And so it was just a great opportunity, but it was one that I created. It wasn't something that someone called me and said, hey, would you like to have a radio show? I created that opportunity, and I encourage people with whatever they're pursuing, you have to create the opportunities yourself. It's not just going to come to you. You have to create it, and that's what's also written in my book. It gives you a lot of tips on how to be successful in life. And success is different for everybody. It might be money for some. It might be a great job for others. It might be being the best wife and mother you can be. Who knows? For my son, it's to be a pro skateboarder. It's different for all of us. But whatever that is, you can do it, and you can turn it into reality by following these steps and applying these principles to your life. In fact, I got a call today from a friend of mine who read the book, not a close friend, but an acquaintance. And she had come up with an idea of hemmies. It's a tape that hems your pants or your skirt or anything that you need to hem and quickly. And she was trying to take it out to market and get it noticed, et cetera. And she called me today and asked me to speak to a woman's group next month. And she said, Vonda, I wanted to let you know that from reading your book, it gave me the strength and encouragement to believe in myself and my dreams. And I ended up getting interviewed by Telebrands, and they may pitch my show on TV or my product on TV as a Telebrand. And the only reason I did it was I got the encouragement and the ideas from reading your book. And she goes, and I want other people to realize that when they read your book, it can change their lives, because it gives them the ideas and energy and belief that I can do this.
I love this. I want to just tell everybody, if you want to find out more about the book, I want to send you to Vonda's incredible website, successagainsttheodds.com, successagainsttheodds.com. When we come back, we're going to be talking about why some people are able to persevere and why some folks are not. What has this amazing author, speaker, entrepreneur presented in her phenomenal book that are helping, that's helping so many people just pick oneself up? As a matter of fact, for me, you know, in reading the book and preparing for this show, I have, how should I say it, reignited my goals. When we come back, we'll be talking about the stuff that moves you towards success. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts are specialty products with less sodium, up to 68% than standard table salt, free of any chemicals or artificial flavors. Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts maintain 84 necessary minerals for a balanced diet and healthy body. All Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts may be purchased at oceansflavor.com. And now, Ocean's Flavor natural less sodium sea salts has introduced heart-healthy gourmet seasonings at 68% less sodium than table salt. Available in Mexican, Italian, garlic, seasoned, Asian, barbecue, Cajun, and Chipotle flavors. The sodium is the lowest of any seasonings on the market today. Purchase heart-healthy gourmet seasonings on the web at oceansflavor.com and in many national grocery chains. Oceansflavor.com, the only salt company that produces 100% natural, low-sodium sea salt.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, shedding light on a worldwide health crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time. Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, go to drpatlive.com or go to transformationtalkradio.com. For more information about my very special guest, Vonda White, you can go to successagainsttheodds.com. Lots of really cool information there, and actually a couple of things I'm going to ask her about, especially the challenge, but you definitely can find some information about the book. Get your copy of the book, get some amazing gifts as a result of that. And today we're talking with her about success and what that means. Vonda, thank you for joining me here today. Before the break, I mentioned, you know, some people move ahead and others can't quite seem to do that. But we were all talking about, you and I were talking during the break, about this thing called intuition. I was sharing a story with you about how I actually began my radio career by transposing a number. So let's talk about how that does, situations like that. How do they actually play in the formula, so to speak, for success?
I think whether things happen by mistake, like what you were saying about the radio show, and I'd like to kind of talk about that a little bit.
Sure.
And for example, too, when I got my first job out of college, the secretary of the student government accidentally called the insurance company, and she couldn't remember what she was calling them about, and she knew I was going to be down in that area, and so out of her nervousness, she said, you know, I think Fonda would love to have an interview with her, with you, and it'd be great. And they were like, yeah, you know, tell her to interview with us when she comes down. So she set it up, and, you know, she told me, you should just go. It's good practice. And I was like, okay, I'll do that. And, you know, I never would have thought to call and have that interview with them. It happened by accident, but it ended up, you know, I sometimes think that things happen for a reason, and that's, you know, it was meant to be. And then when I got the job interview, I took advantage of it because they weren't thrilled to hire me. They weren't won over. And I ended up writing them a thank you letter, and I said in the letter all the things that I wasn't able to express and say in detail in the interview about why they should hire me and why I was competitive and how that would help me to be a great salesperson. And then at the end, I said, I believe in this so much, I'll work for free for 6 months to prove to you I can be the best saleswoman if you take this chance on me. And I will call you on this date. Please take this serious. And so I called them on the date I said I would. They set up a second interview. They ended up hiring me on the spot, didn't make me work for free. But they knew from the letter that, you know, all the things that they needed to know to give me the job opportunity. And so sometimes, like, especially in this job market, if you think out of the box, people that are looking for a job, whether you create your own job and start your own business or you're trying to get a job, think out of the box. How can I make this happen? And I'll go into different stories from my book of people who created their own job for very little money. But even like what your story was, I think, you know, where you dialed a number and it was the wrong number, but your dream was to reach 1 million people. And they started, you know, saying, you know, if you're ever interested in radio, you know, tell your story a minute real quick, because I think it's important that people, when opportunity knocks, you know, whether it's a mistake or by accident or you make it happen, listen and then take action.
Well, yeah, thank you. And this was so exciting for me because I had just finished my PhD. And honestly, I didn't know where I was going in my life, but I had an incredible desire, passion, whatever you want to call it, to help people. My life has been a series of, as one would say, overcoming obstacles. So on the back of my business card that I created, I wrote that I wanted to reach 1 million people to help them live life full out. And within 2 weeks of that card is the situation where I transpose an 800 number, because I do that a lot. I dialed into what was then Voice America, didn't have all the channels it has now, internet station in 2003. And this is before iPods, iPads, before really live streaming was so significant. And I was looking for a man named Tracy. And whoever picked up the phone said, you know, we don't have anybody here named Tracy, but we do have somebody named Tacy. And I thought this, I was wondering if somebody was pulling a joke on me, if this was like a prank. But I didn't hang up. I was so curious. I thought radio, internet radio. And I met Tacy Trump, who to this day is my senior executive producer. But within 10 minutes of her asking me what I was passionate about in life and explaining that to her, I had pulled out my credit card and bought my first hour of radio, and I've been on this network ever since.
Yep. And see, it's like, for example, if students like in college or somebody out there that's been laid off, if their dream is to be a news writer or in front of television or any kind of thing like that, sometimes we have to create our own resume, and one way to do that is by having like a radio show. You can create credentials, and then you have yourself taped and you're improving, whether it's an internship in the job of your choice, whether it's working for free for someone for a while to be able to show them what you're capable of or get the experience so that you can put it on your resume in order to get a better job somewhere else. A lot of times we have to create things in our life in order to build the resume and get the experience that we want to, in order to move us forward. And so don't ever be afraid. I think what you did was amazing and great, and that's pretty much what I did too. And I encourage your listeners, don't be afraid to take those opportunities and steps and put yourself out there.
Well, isn't it fascinating that both of us, you know, got introduced to an aspect of media that wasn't really available to most people? I mean, the idea of buying your own airtime really started to emerge with the internet explosion of live streaming. But, you know, media is pretty much owned by one or two companies. And to see these opportunities with these, you know, these family-owned or smaller station or entrepreneurial stations that enable people to have a voice, I think is nothing short of miraculous right now, don't you?
It is, and it is available at local radio stations for people, and even possibly, you know, television if people are interested, whether you're working in the back room with a teleprompter or with an internship. You know, there's so many things with media, whether it's writing for a blog or having your own blog, whether on your Facebook or create a fan page. I mean, there's so many things that people can do to get their name or message or build their resume that it's incredible.
Well, you know, so the people that you've interviewed in your book, I mean, all of them have such amazing, profound, and at some level different messages. What would you say, if there is any, has been a common theme with all of them?
Basically, in my book, it talks about 16 principles, and the 16 principles were a common theme for everyone I pretty much interviewed, and they would come across multiple times. And the first was risk it. I call it risk it. And what that means is taking risk. You can't achieve great things if you're not taking a risk or putting yourself out there. And whether that's allowing yourself to dream big and go after your goals and dreams, you take a risk, because it's kind of like riding a bicycle. At first you don't know how to do it, and you get on and you fall down, but you keep getting back up and you keep doing it until you finally get it and you take the training wheels off. It's the same thing with business, or like with you, with your radio show. You didn't know how to do a radio show at first, and you didn't know how to call someone and ask for an interview, but you took the risk and did it anyway, and it happened, and then you taught yourself how to do it, and someone kind of helped you along. And it's the same with me when I started my company. I didn't know how to run a business. I had never been a business owner or in business. I just worked for someone else and knew that I was successful for them, and if I was willing to give so much of myself to be successful as an employee, I surely could be successful for myself in my own business. And, you know, so everything is baby steps, doing the first little thing that you need to do to make things happen, whether it's starting a business, getting incorporated first and meeting with your lawyer, getting it set up, and then, you know, taking your product to the market and designing the product. Everything is broken down into baby steps until you end up with the whole full picture of the goal in the end.
Well, I want to talk when we come back from break about the significance of writing goals down, because this has become, I think, I just can't wait to hear what you have to say about it, is this seems to be like a really great challenge for people. You know, this idea of writing goals down, right? I mean, I even struggle with it. And there's got to be sort of a psychology to it, but you have some very interesting information to share with our listeners today. Why writing goals down is so important? Do they have to be fancy? Do you have to have 30 of them? What is the significance to making sure that you are writing crystal clear, incredible goals? My very special guest joining me here today, I'm so thrilled to have her on the show, author, successful entrepreneur, speaker, Vonda White. When we come back, we're going to be talking about success against the odds. Some of the stories, you might get to hear a little bit of that, but mostly, what can you do now? Why is writing those goals down so important? even if you do like I did and write it on the back of your business card. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By and my very special guest, Vonda White.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463, or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. And I have got a couple of instant feedback questions here as well. For those of you that want to chime in, you can go to Dr. Pat Live, and on the right-hand side, it says Ask a Question, Dr. Pat Live, or the drpatshow.com. And you'll see that you're able to ask a question. So many of you have already plugged in to that, and I promise I'll get your questions on air and get them to Vonda. Vonda, we were talking about some of the principles, and you know, I think that's a great place to kind of continue to give people some idea of how this formula really works.
Sure. So specifically, what do you want me to just talk about how the formula works?
Yes, and then kind of get back to the significance of writing goals down, because that seems to be easy for some and really difficult for others.
Right.
But it also relates to what makes some people successful and move forward and others not.
First, when you had asked me about different principles in the book, and I talked about Risk It, and then the next is Dream Big, because one thing that I have people do when they go through the success planner is the first thing you have to do is put down all your dreams on a sheet of paper. long-term dreams, short-term dreams, but if you could have the life that you imagine, what would it be? Would you like to be 40 pounds lighter? Would you like to be healthy? Would you like to be making, you know, $100,000 or whatever that is for you? And then there's six major areas of your life that are important to focus on. And so we focus on the six areas and what your goals and dreams are in those areas. And then you take that and you're inking your goals. You're putting down in writing. So it's now not just a wish or something in your head that you forget about. And it's something that you carry with you on a daily basis that you're reminded about. And we've also created a web application that reminds you via text or email about your goals in as often as you want it to, whether it's daily or every other day or weekly, monthly. And so it keeps them in front of you at all times. And like this morning, I was at work and I review my goals and my action steps so that every day I'm doing something or multiple things to move me closer to finally achieving the overall goal. And I think people need to have goals all their life because it gives you a passion and something to live for and something to be excited about in your life. And I think we die if we don't end up having a vision and dreams. We die or wilt away or we're just not full of zest with what all the life and possibilities are. And so one thing is when you ink it, you're breaking it down from your dream sheet into your 12-month goals. So you're focusing on what do you want to accomplish in the next 12 months, because you may have a 10-year goal, but there's something you can do maybe in the next 12 months that will help move you closer to that 10 or 2-year goal that you want to achieve, but you can't do it in 12 months. And then there are goals that you can achieve in 12 months that you want to focus on. And so then from there, then you're putting down either daily or weekly what you're going to do and action steps that you're going to work on this month and get accomplished so that you're that much closer to your overall goal. And then it keeps you accountable because you've written it down, you put down the action steps, and you can see, have I accomplished this? One of my goals, for example, is exercising 5 days a week. And so every day, you know, did I exercise or not? And then at the end of the week, did I exercise my 5 days? And so I know accountability-wise if I've done what I've said to do, and if not, why, and how can I make this become a possibility instead of just a wish, and what do I need to do to change? You know, for me, I got to do it first thing in the morning. Otherwise, if I don't, you know, I never find time in the day, and then I'm tired at the end of the night, and I don't do it. And so for me, I've got to do it in the morning. For other people, it might be something different. But that's a lot of how the system works. And then if people go to the website and if they give us your name and email, we'll send you the free web app for free. So if you don't order the book and the success planner, at least you have something that you're starting to utilize with your goals and dreams, and it makes you start thinking about the action steps that you would need to take and the dreams that you want to have. But I definitely think that the book, it keeps you motivated. It helps you to see how other people overcame and did great things and how they're no different than you. And then the success planner is something that you carry with you. It's a daily tool. It's a professional tool that you're using on a daily basis that keeps you focused and moving forward. But it also, all the things that happen every day, you're putting down the important things so you don't forget. And it just is like a planner that keeps you focused and utilizing it in your professional and personal life. But more important is the goals you want to achieve this month are always in front of you, and you always know what you need to be focusing on today and this week in order to move forward on those.
Well, you know, this is really for all of us because we're so busy in our world. I love what you said because, you know, if you don't get it done in the morning, the day just flies by.
Right.
So what I hear you saying is that not only do you have to write your goals down, but you actually need an action plan to get them done.
A lot
of people beat themselves up. They have their goals. They write them down. And they look at their results and they say, oh, I didn't do that today or I didn't do that tomorrow. How do you kind of overcome that syndrome that develops when maybe perhaps you don't work out today?
Right. Well, I believe that today is the first day of the rest of your life. So it doesn't matter what happened yesterday and in the past. It matters what you do today and then also what you start planning and doing tomorrow and in the future. And so every day, like when I go back over the week, if I only exercise 3 times, you still need to look at that as a positive and say, you know what, that was a lot better than not exercising at all, which is what I used to do. And 3 is not as good as 5, but it's still good. And so pat yourself on the back, feel good about it. But for me to be my happiest, I want to be doing it 5 days a week. And so I refocus and say, when can I do this coming week, and what, you know, what went wrong or what could change to where I could get my 5 days in and make this happen. And when I do it, I'm just proud of myself. I feel great. I look, you know, much better than ever, and I'm toned and fit, and I fit good in my clothes, and it gives me a ton of energy, and it makes me feel good. And so I'm at my optimum, because for me that was my goal, and when I reach it, I feel great about it. But it's a working in progress, and you know, and every week is a new week, and so it's a challenge, but you know, something that you can use as a positive for yourself. The same with if you had a business goal. I want to start my own company. Okay, so in the next 12 months, your goal is that you want a company being profitable, whatever your goal is. And so what can I do today? What's the first steps I need to take this week that will help me to have a successful company? And you're writing them down, and then you're moving forward and doing it, and then it gives you other ideas of if you have an obstacle or you're not sure what the answers are, how do I get those answers? How do I overcome that obstacle? It gives you tips on all that through the book so that you can realize, you know, other people have experienced the same thing, and you can get advice from other people. You can get advice from the people in the book. And, you know, it just is it's a work in progress, and you're moving forward and meeting the goals that you want to turn into reality for yourself.
I love this. I mean, I want to make sure everybody knows, first of all, if you go to the website, and I'll tell you what it is again, you go to the website and you just check out successagainsttheodds.com. A lot of information. Sign up for Vonda's newsletter and, you know, look at ways to change your life, take your life to the next level. There's so much to talk about. Why don't we name a couple of other principles before break? And when we come back from break, we'll talk about the challenge, Vonda.
Okay. One of the principles, the fifth principle, is got faith. And this means, do you have faith in yourself? And if not, how do you improve the faith in yourself and in what you want to achieve? Because if you don't have faith in you, it holds you back. And then another is forgive and live, because a lot of us have baggage in our life, and a lot of people want to point and blame that, you know, I'm this way because of this or whatever happened to me. And we've got to be able to forgive, live, and move forward and get rid of that and not let it hold us back any longer. Just do it by taking the action and moving forward. Mind your money. It has a chapter from Dave Ramsey, who's a financial guru, on how to accomplish your money goals. Work it. Be passionate. Be kind. Flip it, turning negatives into positive. Seek mentors. And this is the chapter about brainstorming and using other, like a brain trust, basically, to help you. And I have 2 that I belong to every month. That is a huge help. Never quit, balance it, and then give back. Because, you know, with life, all of us have gone through and accomplished things and overcome. And it's important, like right now, with your show, you give back on a daily, weekly basis, helping people through your radio show, giving good information. Other people can give back either similar ways, or whether it's through your community, scouts, kids groups, PTA. There's so many things that we can be a blessing to other people, or even a stranger, or just one person. But it's important to help others along the way, just like others have helped us along the way. And it's kind of like a pay it forward.
Absolutely. And for those of you that are not familiar with what we've set up, we've set up Pay It Forward Angels. If you go to call2connection.com, that's call2connection.com, sign up, become a Pay It Forward Angel, you will receive almost immediately over $3,000 worth of free downloads from other people, authors, entrepreneurs, people that are out there that want to help all of us pay it forward. And you have a way to tell a friend about this and pay it forward and have them become a pay it forward angel. I love giving back. Some of the people that have helped me in my life, especially being homeless at 17, never, ever forget people that put a hand out to help you up. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, the Success Against the Odds 1 Year Challenge. I'll tell you, I read this and I thought, wow, this is exciting. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I am so honored. I'm thrilled. Vonda is joining me here today. SuccessAgainstTheOdds.com is a website. We're going to be talking about the challenge. But before we do, you know, let's take a look and feature some of the stories that you have captured so beautifully in your book. I know I was sharing with you during the break that, you know, at 17, I was homeless. And you have a story that you'd love to share with our listeners. So let's do that.
Okay, I met this girl who was 11 years old at the time. Her name was Amber Kaufman, and I asked her what gave her the heart. She started this Happy Helpers for the Homeless, and she said, my mom and I almost became homeless, and so it made me want to help the homeless because I knew what they were struggling with. And I thought, from an 11-year-old girl, what an amazing heart. She fed 300 homeless people a week in Baltimore, Maryland, and she ended up catching the attention of people such as Oprah, the Parade magazine. She was interviewed by a lot of people, and Colin Powell ended up finding out about her, and he had her be his spokesperson for America's Red Wagon. So she would travel to high schools and talk about the importance of volunteering and giving back and being kind. And she ended up winning the Presidential Medal for Volunteerism, which they give to five Americans, and she was one of them. And Colin Powell wrote her reference letter to college. She was a BC student, and she ended up getting a full tuition, full ride scholarship to Pepperdine University because of creating the Happy Helpers for the Homeless and everything that she did with her life. But here's someone who struggled, had a lot of things to overcome, and she cared about others less fortunate than herself. And because of that, she ended up getting rewarded in a huge way, kind of like your situation where look at your success today from going from being homeless at the age of 17. Other stories in the book, one is Brian Scudamore, who at seven, who while he was at college, had to figure out a way to pay for his college. So he started a hauling junk business for $700, bought a pickup truck, and he would haul junk for people. And he realized, you know, this is a mom-pop company, and that's how all these companies are, but it really could be a national company and international and be very professional. So he turned it into a professional business and franchised it, and he's grown that $700 investment to a $100 million company. And it just shows that if we think out of the box and think about what we could do with our own skills, how we may not want to grow it to like a Debbie Fields with 750 franchises or a $100 million company, but we might want to make it a $50,000 a year business. You can do it. There's tons of ways that you can turn your hobbies and your loves and your passion and interests into a very successful business.
Well, you know, this is really so inspiring for people out there. There's a level of creativity also that I hear you talking about in this. And that's where the challenge, I think, comes in. You've put together an incredible challenge for people. And yes. I'd love for you to talk about that because, you know, for a lot of folks, taking that first step, sometimes we need a little motivation and inspiration and, you know, some perspiration along the way.
Right.
I have more t-shirts that I have absolutely put perspiration on than you can imagine, but let's talk about the challenge and what you've created. It's beautiful.
We know that this system works, that the success planner will work in your life and it can transform your life in 12 months. And because we believe in it so much, I put a challenge together that's the 12-month challenge to where buy the book and the planner, write down, do the process, and then tell us what your major goal is, your one big goal in the next 12 months that you want to accomplish. Give us your backstory of where you are currently at this place and where you want to be. And then 12 months later, send us another one-page essay with what you actually accomplished and overcame and tell us how it transformed and helped and improved your life and what you actually did with that goal by using this process. And the most inspiring story will win $10,000, and then there will be 10 $1,000 winners. And so we want you to take the challenge and give us your goal and then work on that goal for the next 12 months and not quit when you get discouraged or think you can't do it, but take the principles from the book and apply them to your life and then go after that goal and inspire other people with what you actually ended up accomplishing. I think you'll be amazed and it can change other people's lives besides your own.
And I just want to tell everybody, if you want a copy of the book, what you can do really easily is go to Vonda's website, successagainsttheodds.com. Not only can you get a copy of the book, but you can get the success planner as well. I mean, everything's on your website, isn't it?
Yes, yes. And then
okay.
Also, if you just sign up and give us your name and email, you'll get the web application for free and be able to do your goals on the web app and get reminded by email or text message about your goals so it's always in front of you and you don't forget about it in case you're getting busy with life and you forgot about the goals that you wanted to achieve.
And yeah, I just signed up for the newsletter because I think we have some very, very big goals for the next 12 months and actually in 3 month chunks at a time. And so I am absolutely going to get this planner and implement it as well as have my team work with it. So, Vonda, this has been amazing. I thank you so much for all that you do. Thank you for the work that you're doing. And I just have one last question. What is your personal message? What would you like to leave our listeners with today?
You can live the life you imagine, and I know that. I do it on a daily basis, and, you know, there's things that every year I set new goals and new things that I want to accomplish too. And if you use this process, you will accomplish your life and your dreams and turn them into reality, and you'll be a much happier, satisfied, successful person because of it.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining me here today. I want to thank all of you for tuning us in and turning us on. And Vonda asked me a really interesting question, and I want to share the answer with you. She asked me if I met that goal, if on the back of that card, that business card to reach 1 million people, if I met that goal. I met that goal in the first year on Voice America back in 2004. And since then, we've grown and expanded. And actually, with all the networks we are on, our reach is close to 4.5 million people and counting.
That's so awesome.
Thank you, Vonda. Thank you so much for joining us here today. Thank you, Chad, for a great job. Thank you all for tuning us in. And remember, as Vonda said today, you too can have success against the odds. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Thursday for another dynamic hour of the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.